Tributes are pouring in the wake of the death of Orillia's James Bartleman, a proud Rama First Nation member who became Ontario's first Indigenous Lieutenant Governor. He died earlier this week at the age of 83. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Bartleman's legacy is inspiring. Mr. Bartleman grew up in Port Carling, Ontario, and proudly belonged to the Chippewas of Rama First Nation. A firm believer in the importance of social justice and equality, he dedicated his life to public service, Trudeau said in a statement. Over the course of his career, Mr. Bartleman represented Canada abroad with his trademark professionalism and drive. He served as Ambassador of Canada to Cuba, Israel, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and the European Union, as well as High Commissioner to South Africa and Australia, said the PM. Bartleman also served as Foreign Policy Advisor to the Prime Minister and as Assistant Secretary to the Cabinet for Foreign and Defence Policy at the Privy Council Office. Mr. Bartleman later returned to his provincial roots and was appointed as the 27th Lieutenant Governor of Ontario. As the first Indigenous person to hold this title, he championed the causes closest to his heart, such as eliminating systemic barriers for Indigenous youth and advocating to reduce the stigma around mental health, said Trudeau. At the James Bartleman Indigenous Youth Creative Awards last month, we celebrated Mr. Bartleman's incredible legacy. pic.twitter.com/jana89g6moo Elizabeth Dowdswell, at LG Liz Dowdswell, August 17, 2023. Mr. Bartleman's legacy is one of inspiration. In addition to his dedication to public service, he also authored 5 nonfiction books and 3 novels. In his lifetime, he received 13 honorary degrees, the Arthur Kroger College Award in Ethics in Public Affairs, the National Aboriginal Achievement Award, and was named Officer of the Order of Canada and a member of the Order of Ontario, noted Trudeau. On behalf of Canadians, I offer my deepest condolences to Mr. Bartleman's loved ones and all Ontarians. Canada has lost a remarkable leader whose life was marked by an unwavering commitment to public service, education, and the betterment of our country. Current Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Dowdswell also had words of praise for Bartleman, who served in the role from 2002 to 2007. His accomplishments are particularly poignant given the hardships he and his family faced in his childhood, including poverty and anti-Indigenous racism, Dowdswell said in a statement. Mr. Bartleman left an indelible mark on Canadian literature through his 5 nonfiction books and 3 novels, she wrote. His unique storytelling ability told not only his own narrative but also the stories of countless others who found a voice through his words. He will be dearly missed by many. Bartleman had to overcome many challenges, but one of the most difficult came in 1999. In February of that year, while he was serving as Canada's High Commissioner to South Africa, he was assaulted at gunpoint in his hotel room by a burglar. The brutal attack had long-lasting impacts on Bartleman. I was lucky to come up with the right solution. I find that having gone through that hell of deep depression really allows me to tell my story to so many people, he said in 2003. One of my personal priorities as the Lieutenant Governor is to speak out and try to help to remove the stigma associated with deep premier health problems. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said one of the things Bartleman will be remembered for is his work in the mental health realm. Among his many contributions at Queen's Park, he helped to destigmatize mental illness, promote anti-racism initiatives and celebrate Indigenous communities, especially Indigenous youth, Ford said in a statement issued today. He was a strong advocate for literacy and began the first Lieutenant Governor's Book Drive, which collected 1.2 million books for First Nations schools across Ontario. To this day, Ontario continues to recognize his legacy with the annual James Bartleman Indigenous Youth Creative Writing Award, noted Ford. Ford also referenced Bartleman's long and distinguished career in Canada's Foreign Service, serving on 6 continents. Over his 35-year career in diplomacy, Mr. Bartleman represented Canada on the world stage and served as ambassador or high commissioner to many countries including Israel, Cuba, Australia and South Africa, said Ford. His tremendous contributions to the province and country will long be remembered, said Ford. Bartleman is survived by his wife, Marie Jean, and his children Anne Pascal, Laurent, and Alain. Flags across the province are at half-mast and will remain so until after Bartleman's funeral. At the request of the family, the funeral will be private.